Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. Joining us today, Frontier Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent specializing in livestock, Rod Schaub. Good morning, Rod.
Good morning, Audrey.
Thank you for coming in to see us again.
You bet. You bet.
Now, everybody loves to be organized and make lists and all that kind of stuff, except me. I'm terrible at that. But you have a list for us of 10 things, 10 very specific things.
Yes.
So let's have at it.
Yes, 10 things to work on in 2024 that hopefully will improve your profitability of your cow herd. So currently, you know, we have really tight cattle supplies and we have record prices. But to go along with that, we also have higher production cost. And so if you are not in control of your production cost, even selling calves at a higher price, you still may not be making money. So we have 10 things to think about that maybe will help you. Okay. And we're going to go through these relatively fast. So first off, know your production cost. Farm management shows that high net income producers have 43% lower cost than the low production people. Okay. Than the low income folks.
Good.
So, you know, we really need to know cost of production. The second thing we need to think about is have a defined calving season. Make sure that it matches your environment. Maybe it's a 60-day calving season. So maybe it's a 45-day calving season, but we want to match our environment as well. And what this does is this produces a more uniform calf crop, so when we sell cattle at the sale barn, we'll be able to sell in larger groups, and that increases the value rather than selling single-headed livestock. The third thing we want to look at is select our replacement heifers for fertility and longevity. It's a fact that heifers that have their first calf early in the calving season tend to rebreed earlier and calve earlier in the years following. The fourth thing to think about, pregnancy test and culling cows. Culling open cows is obvious. It's going to reduce winter cost, okay, winter feed cost. But also, think about culling the old cows, the unsound cows, the cows with poor dispositions, because all of this can improve future calf performance. The fifth thing we want to think about is improving forage management. You know, a cattleman is really only as good as his grass. And so we want to improve management because that can increase the carrying capacity, it can improve cow and calf nutrition, and it can increase productivity of the whole herd. The sixth thing we want to look at is testing your hay and having a least cost supplement, okay? So if you know your hay quality, then it's much easier to match the supplement and the amount of that supplement that's going to be needed by that cow at her stage of production. So it's really important to know what your hay the hay quality is. The seventh thing, we want to make sure that we use crossbreeding and use a superior sire, because heterosis or hybrid vigor is the only free thing you can expect when you have a cow herd, okay? So crossbred cows that have this hybrid vigor, they have higher conception rates, they have higher weaning rates, and they are in the cow herd longer than many of our purebred cows. The eighth thing we need to think about is have a designed herd health program. So we want to work really closely with our veterinarian on this, but a good herd health program will reduce cow loss, and it'll also increase cow productivity. The ninth thing we want to think about is adding value to our calves by using preconditioning and retained ownership. Oklahoma research shows that preconditioning has added $15 to $20 per hundredweight for calves over the last few years. And then the last thing that we want to think about, and this is really important, I think you'll see this in Kansas Farm Management as well as in Oklahoma research, but the last thing is keep your cost low and try to reduce your depths as much as possible. So I know we've covered a lot of things. We went through it really, really, really fast this morning, but increased cost, when you have increased cost, it becomes more and more difficult for us to make a profit with our cow herds. And so we need to be looking at some of these things. Maybe we can't implement them all, but maybe we can implement something that we haven't been doing, and maybe that will help with some of our income in future years. So until next time, this is Rod Schaub. Stay safe.
You mentioned cows with poor dispositions. I have this image of a cow stomping around the pasture looking for coffee and cigarettes. Everybody get out of my way.
That happens sometimes, especially right after they've had a calf. You know what I mean? And they yes. don't want anything around here.
Nobody. So. Now, if somebody has more questions about this,
sure.
any of these tips, or want to go over them again, or maybe look into some of the research that you used for it, how do sure. they best get a hold of you?
They can call me at the Extension office at 785-828-4438.
Outstanding. Well, thank you for coming in. We'll let you get back in the wind and get on with your day, but we appreciate the information.
All right, thank you.
We'll catch up with you next time. Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Adult Development and Aging and Family Resource Management Agent Janae McNally.